And, you know, I've been playing Madden, and in Madden, it is a lot different than the NCAA games were. And I don't have an NFL team. I don't. I really, really don't. That's the unfortunate thing, is I really, really don't have a NFL team. So I pretty much just, you know, took the joystick and just closed my eyes and just flip the joystick until I landed on a team. And when I looked open, it was the Jacksonville Jaguars. I was like, all right, cool. And, you know, I started off as a rookie on the player one, not as a coach or, you know, as, you know, an owner, which, you know, I hate those two game modes. They're ridiculously hard. Anyways, and I ended up taking the Jacksonville Jaguars to a 17-0 season as a rookie quarterback, winning the NFL MVP and winning the Super Bowl. I was pretty proud of myself, to say the least, because I know Jacksonville is not that good of a football team. I know they're a good football team, but I know they're not the caliber of, you know, like what you hear of the, you know, Seattle Seahawks, or, you know, a team like that, or, you know, the Denver Broncos, or, you know, whoever's been in the Super Bowl these last few years. I don't watch the NFL. I do not like the NFL for some reason. I don't know why. I'm a huge, huge, huge college football fan. I just can't stand the NFL. I think it's because Oklahoma doesn't have a team. Maybe if Oklahoma had a team, I'd watch the NFL more. That's the way I was about the NBA, and then Oklahoma got the Thunder, and now they're doing, you know, really, really good. We got Kevin Durant, you know, probably the second best player in the world right now. Nobody can take away what LeBron James has done. And I'm a LeBron hater, but I will not take away what the man has done. You know, he is, you know, he's good, you know. And I think the reason why I hate him is because he is good. Definitely a heck of a lot better than me at basketball. I can't shoot a freaking free throw, let alone, I can't even play pig without losing. So, I mean, what the man does on a basketball court is just phenomenal. But we're not talking about basketball. We're talking about football, and we're talking about college football, and we're talking about video games. And a big video game that's coming out soon that I think deserves to be in the first episode of Off the Wall Podcast. Fallout 4, after what feels like 30 years of waiting since Fallout 3, we're finally going to get Fallout 4, and it's going to have a crafting system that is like Minecraft on crack. Which I am very, very excited for, because I always thought Fallout 3 would be a lot cooler if you could just sit somewhere, build your own little frickin' base, and just, like, survive. Like, this new crafting system will hopefully give me the feeling of, you know, I can do even more of being who I want to be, with the fact that I can, you know, literally be a survivalist and literally build my own, you know, home from scraps and, you know, protect myself and all that. Like, the first thing I am probably going to do when I get my hands on Fallout 4 is build my own town. That's probably the first thing I'm going to do. I think that's the first thing a lot of people are going to do. But I'm probably not going to go too much into the storyline. I might. But I'm probably just gonna just goof around and build my own town and just say screw it and, you know, just goof, like, spend the first 300 or so hours just goofing around and not even play with the story until I'm tired of goofing around, and then by the time I'll do that, you know, I'll just continue to goof around. But Fallout 4, I'm real, real excited for. The crafting system, it looks amazing. You know, the new VATS system looks extremely phenomenal. Another thing Bethesda is coming out with that I'm actually interested in, and I didn't think I would be, was Doom. When I seen the trailer for Doom, and I seen all the executions, and the, you know, it reminded me of, like, kind of the feel I had when I first played Gears of War. And I was just like, oh my god, that looks so amazing. That looks like Gears of War on crack. And I will probably say that term a lot, something on crack. It's just a terminology I use. But, you know, it's going to be fun, guys. Fallout 4, Doom, check them out. Bethesda Game Studios, you know, they're going to rock. No surprise, Fallout 4, Game of the Year, already calling it. Games that I've played recently, let's see. I guess we could go ahead and do the ranked segment of Call of Duty. Let's see, the last time I played Call of Duty was about 2 days ago. Ranked match, I was playing Search and Destroy, you know, nothing special. Got a new gun, tried it out. I don't know why I try all my new guns out on ranked. I should try them on, you know, non-ranked matches, because ranked matches actually count for something for some people. Not for me, because I don't get paid to play it, but, I tried out this new, like, kind of, like, heavy laser gun. It was like I'm not sure what it was called, but it was like this heavy, it was a heavy gun, and it shot out these lasers, and I tried using it, and this guy just ran up, just exo boost, and, you know, just blasted me with freaking an SMG, and just like, and I was like, oh my god. But I've actually found that I fare better on ranked matches than I actually do on non-ranked matches, because I actually care more. On non-ranked matches, like, I don't care. Okay, just go to shoot this guy, you know, throw a grenade here, you know, nothing there. But on ranked matches, like, I feel like I'm playing in a tournament. Like, when I play ranked, the one where it's, like, the satellite and the ball, you know, and you throw it into the orb and all that, like, that is so much fun to me. Like, I would love to do a tournament of that. Like, have, like, a legitimate team of nothing but that, and we could call it Call of Duty Basketball, or something like that, or Call of Duty Rugby, something. And I think it would be really, really fun, and, you know, I've always wanted to set up a game tournament, you know, with a bunch of people to come out and, you know, have a prize and all that, and, you know, win money or something, or, you know, I think it would be really, really cool to host one of those one day. You know, maybe if this thing kicks off and this podcast kicks off, we can, you know, we can have an off-the-wall sponsored Call of Duty tournament. Yeah. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all I have for you guys for the pilot of Off the Wall Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. As always, I am your host, Austin Summers, and you guys have a good night.